Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We are reading the devotional series from Suffer Well, and this is a very important message to give you today. So it's about listening. And so I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching about this. And I pray that there's something I say today that's really going to touch your soul and make you understand the importance of the words of our Creator. So we're going to start off with a scripture today, which is 1 Kings 19:12. 1 Kings 19:12 that says, "It is in the silence that you speak. It is in the whispers, not in the strong wind, not in the earthquake, nor in the fire, but in the still small voice that you consume with us." And I'm going to do something different today. Before we continue reading the devotional, I just want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would hear us, you would hear our voices, and we would hear you back, Father Yahweh. We would hear you back, and we'd have open communication with you, and everyone who is seeking you will understand how to find you, Father. And thank you for speaking to us in Yeshua's name. So I'm going to read this devotional right now, and it says, "Perhaps with more experience, perhaps with knowledge of what to listen for, I would hear you. I've sat alone in silence for many days and nights. Oh, how I have longed for the whispers of my Maker. Anything will do. Whisper to me, Abba. Even just my name. I need my own testimony. The desire burns within me to know your whispers. I cannot exist without hearing them. My heart assures me that I will learn to the sound of your voice. I yearn to speak in a language of love. Our relationship and our journey together. I have exhausted everything the world can offer, and none of it brings me life. Nothing can satisfy. I know there is only one true source. Power belongs to the Mighty One, as it says in Psalm 62:11. Father, I understand that it is you who even empowers a man to pray. And I know your word says that I can only love you because you first loved me, 1 John 4:19. I praise you for orchestrating the love song in my heart and the music of my soul, which now delights in you. Your wooing spirit sets all things in order. Now may I ask you to take me even further. I am wise enough to know that you are already speaking. And that is I who must hear. Will you teach me something special, something intimate? Here is my desire, Father. Please give me ears to hear and never miss your voice. Give me a language of love filled with wisdom. Give me comfort the moment you speak, confidence that it is you. I desire nothing else. Your voice is all that is left, all that is needed. The world has nothing to offer. Continue to speak to me, Daddy. I will not cease to listen to your silence. You say, be still and know that I am Yahweh," Psalms 46:10. Yahweh, I am still. This is the beautiful devotional we have this morning, and we're going to do a little teaching on this. And when I do this, I had to just put on the song this morning by Keith Green that I just love so much. That he's, oh yeah, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hearing from him, and his grace that abounds in us. It's a beautiful thing. And we have to understand about this special quiet time with Yahweh. Not in all the loudness, but the quiet time with Yahweh, without the distractions. See, the enemy tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time to have this quiet time with him. But we must remove ourselves from all those distractions and all those things of this world. We must remove them. Remember, it says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, do not be conformed to the present world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may attest and approve the will of Yahweh that is good and pleasing and perfect. And 1 Corinthians 10, 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Yahweh is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure. And we understand, be still and know that he is Yahweh, is the scripture we must hold on to. And that's the verse of the day. Be still. Get away from all those distractions. It says in Lamentations 3, 25 to 28, Yahweh is good to those who hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, he is good. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of Yahweh. Hallelujah. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is still young, and let him sit alone in silence, for Yahweh has laid it on him to seek him. Philippians 4, 7 to 9 says, then Yahweh's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guide you through your your thoughts and your emotions, through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and keep them focused on him. We must seek his face in prayer. We must seek him. This is something that goes beyond a teaching. It's an understanding. We desire to hear from him, but we let the world distract us. Matthew 6, verses 6 to 8 says, when you pray, go to your room and close your door. Pray privately to your Father who is with you. Your Father sees what you do in private, and he will reward you. When you pray, don't ramble on like heathens who think they'll be heard if they talk a lot. Don't be like them. We need to listen. We need to listen. He knows what you need. We need to listen. For it says in 1 Chronicles 16, 11, look to Yahweh and his strength and seek his face always. Always seek his face. See, this is the problem. Always. We're missing the word always. People seek him, but we need to always consistently seek him. Always. It's not a one-time event. It's not a one-time event. And we look at this quiet time, and we look at the quiet time that Yeshua had with Yahweh and how it strengthens us. But we use him as our example. How in the morning, before daybreak, before the sun came up, in the darkness of the morning, Yeshua got up and went in an isolated place to pray, as it says in Mark 1:35. He went to pray early, when it was quiet, without all the distractions of the world. We need to spend time with our Creator. We could do the most righteous things. We could live according to Torah and do all these different things. But if we're not spending time with our Creator, speaking to him, and he promises us if we live righteously, he's going to hear us. But now we take it a step further. We want to hear back from him. The great gift that he gives us of giving up his ear, because it says the unrighteous, the wicked, he won't even hear their prayers. So we got this wonderful gift of him hearing us. But now we desire to hear him back, right? We want to know what his answers are, what he's telling us. And in that quiet time, that's when he speaks. That's when we need to be quiet and just tell him what we want and just be blessed that he's hearing you. And then we want to hear him back. So trust that he's hearing you because you're righteous. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in Proverbs 5, 1 and 2, it says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion of your lips, and your lips may preserve knowledge. This is important because we're going to understand how to hear from Yahweh. We're going to understand from him. But we have to speak to him and have this communication with him, thanking him, consistently thanking him. He knows what we need, but we want to thank him because he's already provided it for us. We just don't realize that. You know, we want to hear from him, but he's already spoken to us. You know, why aren't we hearing from him? We're going to see that. But we need to get in prayer, and we need to praise. Remember, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit. Giving thanks to him, singing to him, giving him praise to him. See, people think being quiet with him and being your alone time with him means quiet. And just like we think on human terms, quiet is nothing, no sound. But you could be loud and blowing a shofar and praising to him, and that's quiet time with Yahweh. Because all the distractions around you is focused on him. That's it. So we need to follow these examples. We need to have that quiet time with him, that praise time with him, and also that peaceful time with him, where there's no distractions from the world, where the enemy is not distracting us away from all these different things. But he speaks to us. He speaks to us. And he answers us. And I just love some of these things he tells us. And he tells me. And why aren't people hearing from us? Because they're just simply not listening. They're not listening. We have the most completeness of Yahweh speaking to us. And he speaks to us in different ways. But one of the most common ways and easiest way and greatest way he speaks to us is through his word. It's through his word. And it says in Psalms 12:6, the words of Yahweh are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. And I ask you who complain, you're not hearing from him. Are you reading his word consistently and daily? Psalms 119, 103 to 105 says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding through your precepts. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light into our path. And many people are walking around in darkness with no light. But when you open up that Bible, that light shines. It says in Psalms 119, 18, open my eyes to see wonderful truth in your instructions. But we hear them. He speaks to us through his word. And we understand that that doesn't change. No matter what we're going through, his word is always going to answer us. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of Yahweh is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit of the joints of the marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And I say, write it down. Write down his words. He's speaking to you through, write them down. Write down scripture. Write down scripture daily. Write scripture down. At least type it. Get it daily. Jeremiah 30 verse 2 says, this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. If he tells you something, write it down. Write it down. You know, and pray about these things. And talk to him about these things that he's telling you. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So if he tells you something and you believe in him, you must go and do it. You have to go and do it. And encourage one another to do these things as well. And ask people, what did he tell you today? Did you hear from him? Did you write it down? And get these different things done. And be inspired through the word. I love some of the ideas of some of the people that were well known and said these things. And it says, Ronald Reagan said, within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems of a man's face. And that's the problem we have today. With all this stuff going on today in today's world, the answer isn't trying to figure something out on Capitol Hill. No, the answer is trying to figure something out on Yahweh's hill. People need to get down on their face and open up their Bibles and read his word and pray about it and praise him. And then we'll get the answers to all the problems that we're having today. People spending all their time and all their money trying to get an education by man's system. Theodore Roosevelt said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. I love it. I love it. And so many people seek Yahweh's will. And I love what Billy Graham said when he says, if you are ignorant of Yahweh's word, you will always be ignorant of Yahweh's will for us. We must be in the word. We must understand the word. And one of my favorite quotes of all time by one of the best preachers of all time, Charles Spurgeon, said, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must understand these things. Understand how important it is. And the most important thing in our life, if your house is on fire, get your children out. And then get that Bible with all those notes out. That's the most important possession you have in your house. That's the most important thing. That's what people died for. Don't take that for granted. People died so we can have this opportunity to read it today. Don't take it for granted. Remember, it's the light for the darkness of this world. It says in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Isaiah 40:8 says the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of Yahweh will stand forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's alive. It's active. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 said all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable doctrine for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of Yahweh may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We need to speak to Yahweh, and we need to hear from Yahweh. And Yahweh speaking to us in his word. Matthew 4:4, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. That has not changed. That has not changed. James 1:22 says, do not only listen to the Word and deceive yourselves, to take an action and do what it says, because we can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens us. Hallelujah. And when we read the Word and we want to hear from Yahweh, we understand the first most important thing that he does for us is he blesses us with the set-apart spirit. That's what opens up your ears. That's the beautiful thing. When you get into communication with Yahweh, that's the thing that the non-believers of this world are missing. They're missing, they receive this gift because he makes it available to everyone, but they don't receive it the right way. They ignore it. They reject the gift of the set apart spirit. But when you get this spirit and you open it up, it's like a big ear. Now you could hear him. Now you could hear him. Now you could hear him because he's speaking. But the enemy tries other spirits to speak to us. But if it's not confirmed in a word, it's not of Yah. That's how you know. That's why the Bible is so important. So he gives us the set apart spirit here to hear and understand what he wants us to do, to help to show us the way. It's a beautiful thing that he gives us. You want to hear from him, understand that you have the set apart spirit that he's given you when you believe and you trust truly in him. Isaiah 11:2 says, the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and a fear of Yahweh. And those of you that have it are going to seek Yahweh's word in everything you do. And you're going to do it. You're not going to let it stop there. You're going to do it. You're going to take action and make that happen. Romans 8:14 says, all who are led by Yahweh's set apart spirit are Yahweh's children. Or Yahweh's spirit, not the set apart spirit, the spirit of Yahweh that comes to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:18 says, but if you are being led by the spirit, you are not under the law. The laws of man in this crazy world, the ideas and doctrines of man, and all these things that are made up. But what this verse is really talking about is Yahweh's given these instructions and these guidelines for the lawbreakers. You see, here's how it is. If you stop your car at a red light, and you know, and if you're continuously passing a red light, you're not following the instructions of the land, you're going to get yourself in trouble. At least you're going to get yourself a ticket. At worst, you're going to get yourself in an accident and have some serious problems because you're not listening to something. You don't need that law of that stop sign or that red light if you're following it. Do you get that and understand that? This is why it says in Galatians, if you're being led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. This is what it's talking about. We don't need it if we're following it. Hallelujah. We need to hear from Yahweh, and we need to follow it. And I will tell you, and I say this all the time, if the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the set apart spirit, is in you, you are never going to feel good about living in sin. You are never going to feel good about living in sin. And when people say they feel good about doing something that goes against Yahweh's word, that's a clear sign something's wrong. That's a clear sign something's wrong. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17 says, "Do you not know that you are Yahweh's temple and that Yahweh's spirit lives in you?" If somebody destroys the temple, Yahweh will destroy him, for Yahweh's temple is holy, which is what you are. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 says the same thing, the temple of the set apart spirit which is in you. You are not your own. You're a new creature. You are someone else. Hallelujah. So this is a great gift that Yahweh gives us. This is where the conviction comes in. This is where the wisdom comes in. This is how Yahweh speaks to us. Submit your will to him. Submit your will to him. And all of a sudden that light's going to come on. The answer you're going to get. This is why people that don't believe. And you know, you might say you believe. You might say you're a believer, but you're still not hearing from him. Doubt is the opposite of faith. That's the problem. That's why you're not hearing from him. Even if you claim to believe in Yeshua, but you have doubt that his word is true, you're stuffing up your ears. You're like this. I believe in him, but I don't want to hear from him. That's an oxymoron. You can't do that. You must have faith. And doubt is what's going to keep you away from hearing him. So those of you out there that say you're not hearing from him, question that, your doubt. Remember Peter standing on the water, and then he started to doubt and he started to sink. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. And listening, because Yahweh's speaking to us. Listening to him. Listening to our Creator. He speaks to us. And we must listen to what he's saying. He said in Psalms 81:8, "O my people, hear me, O my people, and I will abolish you, O Israel, if you would listen to me." If you would listen to me, admonish you, not abolish you. "I would admonish you if you would listen to me." Jeremiah 26:3-6. "Perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way. Then I may repent of the calamity which I am planning to do to them because of their evil deeds. And you will say to them, 'Thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my Torah, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants and prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again, but you have not listened.' Then I will make the house like Shiloh, and the only city I will make a curse, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth." Not only did they not listen to the prophets, they killed them. They killed them. "But I remind you this wonderful day that Yahweh has made, that we should rejoice and be glad in it." He says in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that he is Yahweh." That's trusting in him. That's following him. That's believing in him. That's listening to him. Psalms 143:8, "Let the morning bring my word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for I entrust to you I entrust my life." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His word is so beautiful. Jeremiah 15:16, "Your words were found and I ate them. And your words became joy to me and the happiness of my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Yahweh, God of all." And I remember when it says in Job, "I esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food." Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will look for me to find find me when you look to me with all your heart." And Revelation 3:22 says, "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. The Spirit says unto the churches." We must listen. We must listen. And if we're righteous, he hears our prayers. That line of communication is open. It says in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." How many of you do want to hear amazing things from Yahweh, unsearchable things that man can't figure out? How many of you want to hear from Yahweh right now? Right now, say, "I want to hear you, Yahweh." Say it. "I want to hear you. I want to hear you. Clean up my ears. Give me that faith Take away that doubt. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what we need. John, 1 John 5:14 says, this is in confidence we have in approaching Yahweh, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call on me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. It says communication. It's being in prayer with one another. Psalms 91:15, when he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Psalms 50, verse 15, call on me in times of trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. Hearing and doing. These are the things we have to do. Yahweh answers us. He answers us in our prayer time. We will hear from him. Whether it's opening up a scripture and him speaking that at you, that wonderful gift he's given us is the helper, the comforter, to help us hear Yahweh's word and be comforted by it. So we get this. We understand this. That is how you hear from him. And it's only through prayer that we're going to hear through him. And faith. You can't have any doubt that his word is true and his word is real. It says in Romans 8:27, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of Yahweh, the Torah of Yahweh. That's what we must be doing. That's what he wants to do. And I could tell you this in closing, that one of the most biggest things that distracts us from hearing Yahweh in prayer is eating. Is eating. We need to understand a real spiritual food is Yahweh's holy word, and that will nourish us. And if you want to fast, if you want to pray, and you want to pray and really hear from Yahweh, get into praying and fasting. And it's a whole nother level. Praying and fasting. It's a whole nother beautiful level. So understand the importance of praying and fasting, and you'll hear him even that much clearer. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing. And he'll hear those prayers. So seek him. Seek him. Luke 18:1, and then Yeshua told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. To be anxious about nothing, but pray about everything. And that's what we need to think about. We need to think about that and put our confidence and our trust and our faith in him. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. I pray that this spoke to you. Have a great, blessed day, everybody. Please share this with others. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministries.